Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with you on National News Briefing. Aussies are being urged to open up and speak about their mental health following the death of NRL legend Paul Green. The 49-year-old Cowboys Premiership coach passed away this week. There was a touching tribute at the SCG this afternoon from players, officials and fans of both the Roosters and the Cowboys.
Paul left a lasting legacy on both clubs and on everyone he met. May he rest in peace.
Remember, if you do need to talk to someone, Lifeline is always there, 13 11 14. A man in a cherry picker has fallen from four stories high onto concrete and is now in a critical condition in Sydney South. 30-year-old man was intubated by doctors at the scene and then rushed to St George Hospital. Police remain at the scene. Attorneys General from around the country have agreed on a bunch of measures designed to keep women and children safer. They include a draft set of national principles on coercive control, which Federal Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says will better help people to recognise the behaviour early. Five-year plan to strengthen response to sexual assault has also been supported. Court documents have revealed the FBI seized multiple sets of classified information from Donald Trump's Florida home and golf resort, including some marked top secret. They also show the former US president is being investigated for possible obstruction of justice and violations of the Espionage Act. If found guilty, he'll be banned from running for president in 2024. And author Salman Rushdie remains in a critical condition in New York Hospital after being stabbed overnight. As we mentioned, moving scenes at the SCG this afternoon as Paul Green's life was on it in the clash between the Roosters and the Cowboys. Roosters went on to win 32 points to 18. Later tonight, the Broncos host Newcastle. Knights coach Adam O'Brien says his side won't be getting carried away after the win over West Tigers last week.
You know, we've moved on from all parts of last week, including the game. We need to now focus on, a pretty important game for us with a team that's probably copping a few knocks at the moment.
We're building for a big clash this evening, Carlton and Melbourne at the MCG. The Blues needing a win to keep their finals hopes alive. AFL great Nick Riewoldt says they'll be up against it.
I think Melbourne, they were their first half last week against Collingwood. I mean, Melbourne were dominant. So I think Melbourne will be too strong. There's a few outs there for Carlton as well, which will make it difficult.
While the Fremantle Dockers red-hot favourites against the Eagles in the Derby over in Perth. And Matilda's captain Sam Kerr has been nominated for Stocker's prestigious Ballon d'Or.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.